Grace, by such grace, we are bound to arise. If we walk on faith, trust in love, just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. When the valley's so wide, we stumble, it's dried. Everything inside wants to give up. Walk on faith, trust in love. Walk on faith, trust in love. Just keep on putting one foot down in front of the other. Come on, walk on faith. When the valley is wide, everything inside
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Alvinger. A sell-off that started last week continues on Wall Street. The Dow was down more than 1,100 points in the first minutes of trading. But before you panic about your investments,
if you're saving for retirement, this is a game we play over decades. You can't be distracted by day-to-day volatility.
Greg McBride, the chief financial analyst for Bankrate, the Dow is down now more than 741 points. Debbie is now a tropical storm. It's moving through Georgia and the Carolinas with strong wind and torrential rain. Vice President Harris is in the final moments of the process of selecting her running mate. The candidates are said to be Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. The vice president is joining President Biden and his Middle East advisors today in discussing the latest developments in the region. This is ABC News. The Prime Minister of Bangladesh has resigned, ending 15 years in power as thousands of protesters defy a military curfew and storm her official residence.
Breaking the news, the country's army chief. He says the focus now, forming an interim government. Leaders of all political parties have been invited to come and thrash out an acceptable solution. The Prime Minister boarded a military helicopter with her sister, destination unknown. The move came after growing anti-government demonstrations. The government attempted to quell that dissent with force, leaving nearly 300 people dead. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the foreign desk.
European Union announcing that video sharing app TikTok will withdraw a points feature which allowed users to win rewards for using the app. The feature was part of a low-bandwidth version of TikTok. EU regulators say the rewards feature could encourage excessive screen time, especially among kids. Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swift for Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A dark day today with scattered showers this afternoon and rain ramping up this evening. Some embedded thunderstorms as well. We could see some turn severe alongside the potential for some flash flooding, which is why a flood watch has been issued through tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 65.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A group of nearly 150 healthcare workers from around the state are asking for the expansion of Medicaid. The Committee to Protect Healthcare says by refusing to expand Medicaid, politicians are letting Wisconsinites fall behind compared to other Americans. Governor Tony Evers has proposed expanding Badger Care in his state budgets. Americans should avoid traveling to Russia. That's the latest advisory from the U.S. State Department. UW-Madison political science professor Yoshiko Herrera says the regime of Russian President Vladimir Putin is untrustworthy and will continue to take hostages like those exchanged last week for Russian criminals. You can now sign up to take part in the 2024 Disabled Hunter Deer Hunt season. The Wisconsin DNR says sponsors from 49 different counties will host these hunts. Hunters will need to contact the host to set up a hunt and buy a valid license from the DNR. You can get more information online at dnr.wi.gov.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobeson.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
What you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center, Durant, Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durant, healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Anabis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durant, Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com and Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant. One person was injured in a motorcycle accident in Trenton Township Friday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 52-year-old Robert Bernstein of Red Wing was traveling southbound on 825th Street. He lost control of his motorcycle and struck a tree. Bernstein was med-flighted to Regents Hospital in St. Paul. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to visit Eau Claire this week, and local law enforcement is preparing on how to keep the event and community safe. Eau Claire County Sheriff's Department and the Eau Claire Police Department said planning is underway for the Vice President's campaign stop in Eau Claire. Public safety will be the top priority. Harris will be holding a campaign rally in Eau Claire on Wednesday. The time and location of the event, however, are still unknown, but Eau Claire County Sheriff says they're already working with the Secret Service. Federal and local agencies are all working on that clear security plan. The sheriff in St. Croix County is worried about his community's reputation. Sheriff Scott Knutson says he doesn't want people to get the wrong idea following the end of the Apple River murder trial. A judge last week sentenced Nikolai Mew to 20 years in prison for killing one teen and stabbing four others on the river back in 2022. Knutson says he wants people to associate the river with summer fun and relaxation and not a murder trial. But the sheriff says that that stigma just doesn't disappear. Mew claimed self-defense, and he said he stabbed the teens after they attacked him. The jury, however, disagreed and convicted him of reckless homicide. A group of nearly 150 healthcare workers from around Wisconsin are asking for an expansion of Medicaid. Dr. Ann Helms is the state lead for the Committee to Protect Healthcare. And Helms says that by refusing to expand Medicaid, politicians are letting Wisconsinites fall behind compared to other Americans, including those in Michigan, Illinois, and Minnesota. Governor Evers has proposed expanding Badger Care in state budgets, but it's been consistently opposed by the Republican legislature, and Wisconsin remains one of 10 states that have rejected federal funding to expand Medicaid. You're listening to WRDN News.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
It should be a nice night for National Night Out tomorrow. Police departments from around the Chippewa Valley will be out tomorrow night as part of the national movement to get neighbors to meet with their neighbors. National Night Out happens every year, and it's a chance for police officers and others to connect with people without, of course, the traffic stop or some kind of emergency. Here in Durand, National Night Out will start at 5 at the Bauerbilt Sports Complex. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Department will have their event starting at 5 at Gilmanton High School. There has been another lawsuit filed against an Eau Claire police officer for racial profiling. Timothy Coleman claimed in a lawsuit that Officer Sam Sperry racially profiled him and used excessive force when Coleman was arrested back in 2019. That's the same officer and the same arrest that was at the heart of Sidney Coleman's lawsuit against Eau Claire. Sidney and Timothy are brothers. Now, Sidney Coleman successfully sued Eau Claire and won more than $500,000. Timothy Coleman's lawsuit is also asking for $12 million. Wisconsin lawmakers are turning their attention to the state's youth prisons this week. The Senate Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety will hold a hearing tomorrow in Merrill to get answers about the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lakes schools. Wisconsin's Corrections Secretary Jared Hoyd is scheduled to be the first witness. Lincoln Hills is back under scrutiny after an inmate there attacked and killed a teacher in late June. Both Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake have a troubled history. Some lawmakers have been pushing to close both of them for years. Police in Rochester are investigating after the home of a state lawmaker was vandalized over the weekend. Minnesota Representative Kim Hicks posted photos of Nazi symbols and racist graffiti that was discovered on her home early Saturday. Hicks said the vandalism was a hate crime against a biracial family. The DFL lawmaker's husband is black and the couple has 6 children. The vandalism was condemned by groups like the Anti-Defamation League and the Council on American-Islamic Relations. You're listening to WRDN News.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources wants to get rid of excess hunting and fishing equipment seized by investigators. The Minnesota DNR is planning two online auctions to sell off shotguns, rifles, handguns, bows, and other items confiscated due to hunting and fishing violations. The first auction is scheduled for August 26th, the second, October 7th. Money raised through the auctions will go to Minnesota's Game and Fish Fund. Visit the Minnesota DNR website for more information. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Wenikins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A dark day today with scattered showers this afternoon and rain ramping up this evening. Some embedded thunderstorms as well. We could see some turn severe alongside the potential for some flash flooding, which is why a flood watch has been issued through tomorrow morning. 1 to 2 inches of rain is possible. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 65.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
Tough breaks doom the crew. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. We start in D.C. where the Brewers' struggles continue. They fall to the Nationals 4-3. Washington takes 2 of 3 from scuffling Milwaukee. Manager Pat Murphy's team is going through it right now.
You can say how bad you think the record of the Nationals is. Those guys are playing free. They play us tough. You know, they did the same thing to us in Milwaukee. You know, they played really good, and they played free, and we're young and vulnerable and, going through it a little bit.
The Brewers are off today before heading to Atlanta to play the Braves starting tomorrow night. Sunday Night Baseball saw the Cardinals lose to the Cubs 6-2. St. Louis in second place, still 5.5 games back of Milwaukee. Moving on to football, in Platteville, the Badgers are entering week 2 of training camp. Training camp still with a quarterback battle between Tyler Van Dyke and Braden Locke.
We'll probably go through at least the next few days before we jump to any conclusions and start kind of shifting the thing. The thing I wanted to do today is make sure they got similar amount of number of reps. And the good thing offensively is as much as you're rolling, so even the wideouts, it's not like there's a big difference, you know, of what they're going with.
Wisconsin football coach Luke Fickell, his team returns to Madison for more of camp next week. And to the NFL, where it was family night at Lambeau Field on Saturday. Packers coach Matt LaFleur acknowledging afterwards that the defense is winning the battle in the trenches.
It's tough on the O-line right now. Certainly, I think if the D-line gets frustrated at times, because in practice we'll use a lot of chippers, and I'm like, hey, man, that's a credit to you guys. That's the ultimate compliment, that we feel like we need to get 4 hands on you to block you. And I quite frankly, it's going to happen during the season. I think our D-line is solid, and hopefully they continue to get better and improve and just keep coming off the ball the way they are.
Green Bay's first preseason game is Saturday at Denver. And former Packer Julius Peppers over the weekend inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up for our 5th grade class recital, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high-stress performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through December 28th, Castrol Edge and Edge High Mileage Motor Oil are on rollback at Walmart.
Claim based on sequence dyne test under high-load conditions versus API SP test limits.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career and they talked to me about it.
He was done in just months.
I did do it online.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at My Computer Career.
It worked for me and I know it can work for you.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Stenhouse has his eyes on the Olympics. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Drivers, start your engines!
Your home for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Green flag goes in the air and we are underway.
The Motor Racing Network.
Two by two by two, they're about 10 rows deep of double wide racing. Taylor Gray to the bottom. Nick Sanchez outside and they're crashing mid-pack.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Checkered flag is in the air and Corey Heim has scored the win.
With NASCAR teams off the last two weekends due to the Olympic break, drivers have been pondering what it would be like to represent their country in a global contest. JTG Doherty Racing's Ricky Stenhouse Jr. says that he'd like to compete in the games, but on the links.
It'd be cool to be in the Olympics for sure. I wish I was a good enough golfer to be in the Olympic golf. That would be sick. But really anything. I mean, being able to represent your country like that, I think is got to be a very special feeling.
The NASCAR Cup Series will get back on track following a two-week break this Sunday with the running of the Cookout 400 at the Richmond Raceway in Virginia. The start of 14 consecutive weeks to end the season. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Having a pond on your property has many benefits. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Constructing a new one takes more than digging a big hole and hoping it rains enough to fill it as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Are used for everything from crop irrigation to watering livestock to fishing and swimming. And when you're building a new pond, location is everything. Joe Gerken is a fisheries extension specialist at Kansas State University. He says to contact the Natural Resources Conservation Service in your area to help you identify an underground spring or a watershed that will fill the pond and keep it full. The quality of the water coming in is important to pay attention to.
I've seen that a lot where, you know, there's a lot of cattle or big cattle operation and all the runoff from that runs into the pond and makes it so that you can't have fish in your pond. The other thing you might have is you might have a lot of fertilizer or agricultural runoff in the watershed, which can cause aquatic weed problems.
Soil composition is another significant factor, so he recommends having a soil survey done.
We rate soils based on how much water they can hold. And so they're rated in hydrologic groups A through D. So you want to kind of figure out what sort of infiltration rate you have. Because if it's too porous, if you try to make a pond that just has a bunch of rocks as the base of it, all the water is going to seep out. So you want to make sure there's some good clays that can hold the water in your pond.
Gerken says the orientation of the pond should line up with the watershed where water comes in from uphill and goes downhill out the spillway tube based on natural topography. He also advises having an emergency spillway to get large amounts of water downstream quickly and out of your pond. Don't allow any trees on the dam. When roots die, they leave holes, which degrades the dam integrity. Learn more about choosing a site for a new pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Anywhere else, Tuesday is just, well, Tuesday. But if you're at KFC, Tuesday is $10 Tuesday, which means you can get 8 hot, juicy drums and thighs for just $10. Let me say that again. 8 pieces of hot, juicy, original recipe chicken, hand-breaded in 11 herbs and spices. All for just $10 every Tuesday, only at KFC. Guess Tuesday isn't just Tuesday anymore. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary, tax tips and fees extra.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Markets on the American Ag Network. I'm Paul Bougie, joined now by Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, let's take a look at those grain markets. How are the things and what are we looking at?
Yeah, it's the outside markets that are the primary story here this morning. And when they start to ease up, then we can trade fundamentals of supply and demand in the grain and oil seeds and the livestock. But otherwise, it's all about the outside markets. So we saw panic selling emerge overnight and around the world as fears of domestic and global recession are kind of gripping the markets after the collapse we saw on Friday. And so it's a rush to safety. That means a rush to government securities and to the sidelines. So the increase in demand for government securities means that we see yields go down. And so we saw the lowest yields that we've seen for treasuries in well over a year. But the Federal Reserve is getting a lot of the blame, as well as a soft jobs report on Friday. The Federal Reserve gave the market what it wanted last Wednesday, and it wasn't happy with that. The jobs report we got on Friday showed a trend toward a softer jobs market, but we've had worse. So this is all about emotions flipping, and that's what happens in the market sometimes, perception. But maybe a bigger factor that's not receiving much play right now or to discussion is the unwinding of the carry trade. And that's when for years, as Japan has had negative interest rates, we've seen investors sell the yen while buying the dollar to invest in our U.S. markets. Last week, we saw Japan move toward positive interest rates for the first time in 8 years. So now we're seeing an unwinding of those massive positions, and it's just kind of gotten started now. That coming on top of the emotions and disappointment with the Fed and the jobs report. We've seen some stability today, and that has allowed corn and soybeans to periodically trade higher after StoneX's yield estimates last week came in above USDA, but not as high as what the market feared.
Wow, it's very busy today. Now, is this affecting livestock trade as well?
Absolutely. When we see a collapse in the stock market, that tends to negatively impact consumer sentiment. And when consumer sentiment goes down, then they tend to be less willing to pay up for the higher cuts of meat. So the cattle and hog markets tend to sell off. And that's what we're seeing here as well. Now, as the outside markets are finding a little bit of stability today, and by that I mean reducing their losses, we have been able to come off of our lows with the cattle market, but we're still seeing significant losses there at this hour.
All right. Once again, that's Arlen Suderman from StoneX for the American Ag Network. I'm Paul Bougie.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Weather conditions have increased pet pressure here in the upper Midwest. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
P.J. Leash, Wisconsin state entomologist, says that in addition to mosquitoes, the recent wet weather is also increasing the activity from other pests.
A few things stand out to me that I've been seeing some issues with, both in crop fields, but also in home gardens and in ornamental plantings and yards, so flowers and trees and shrubs and things like that. And a couple of things that stand out to me would be some pests like earwigs, which are mostly active after dark, and they can chew notches in leaves. And so if you are a farmer or a gardener and you look at your plants and you can't figure out what's causing the damage, one suggestion I have been throwing out there to folks is head out after dark with a flashlight or a headlamp, because earwigs can cause damage after dark.
Another pest with a lot of activity, slugs.
Which aren't technically insects, although as an entomologist, I often get asked questions about slugs, as slugs are another creature that has been thriving because of the damp, rainy conditions and also tends to be mostly active after dark. So I have seen cases of crop damage and damage in vegetable gardens from both earwigs and slugs. So those would be things to have on your radar this year.
Leash says he's also noticed an unusual pattern this year with Japanese beetles.
One thing that has surprised me a bit would be the Japanese beetles, which are well known both to farmers and home gardeners alike because they can be such a notorious pest. And it's been interesting because many spots in the southern half of the state have been seeing a reprieve now for a couple of years. And I suspect it is due to some of the drier conditions we've had last year and really the last 2 to 3 years. But the last few years, the majority of my reports of Japanese beetles and of significant numbers and significant damage have been more of like the Highway 29 corridor on north. So locations such as Green Bay area, Brown County, Marathon County, the general Wausau area in Eau Claire, that part of the state on north is where I'm getting a lot more of my reports. And if I went back 10 years or 20 years, that wasn't the case.
Farmers are encouraged to stay vigilant and take proactive measures to manage pest populations. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins, Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The National Milk Producers Federation, the U.S. Dairy Export Council, advanced a pair of partnerships in South America last week. The organization signed a memorandum of understanding with a prominent Brazilian milk producers association and renewed an existing MOU with an Argentinian farmer organization. The agreements enhance cooperation between the United States and South American dairy industries, focusing on critical areas like the economic and social significance of the dairy sector and removing trade barriers affecting both producers and consumers. Partnerships with like-minded organizations are crucial as we strive to promote the benefits of dairy on the international stage and tackle attempts to erect trade barriers throughout the Americas, said Krista Harden, president and CEO of USDEC. Our engagements underscore the shared challenges and the opportunities facing dairy producers and processors in the U.S., Brazil, and Argentina, Greg Dowd of National Milk said. Dairy producers in each country are confronting similar challenges. AccuWeather long-range forecasters say the summer heat's expected to last well into autumn across much of America. That means an increased risk of wildfires and severe weather. Fall will feel more like an extended summer for millions of Americans this year, said long-range forecaster Paul Pastelak. Much of the country will experience a delayed transition to cooler temperatures this year, following a summer with some intense heat. He also says record high temperatures were shattered in several cities this year across the West, with the possibility of more record temperatures in the fall. Long-range forecasters say the highest temperature departures are expected across parts of the Great Lakes region, the Midwest, and the Rockies. The Biden administration recently proposed tariff increases on goods entering the country from China. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative will make its final determination later this month. In May, the administration announced plans to raise Section 301 tariff rates on select goods from China, including electric vehicles, solar cells, and semiconductors. Supply Chain Drive reports the White House reasoning for the increase in the duties was to improve America's competitive standing in the clean energy and technology sector, a major Biden administration focus. During the recent comment period, the National Retail Federation said the tariff increases would lead to further price increases for U.S. companies and potential retaliation by China against U.S. exports. The National Association of Manufacturers said the tariff increases were, quote, not sufficient, unquote, to offset unfair trade practices outside of the U.S. Several legislators said beyond the domestic impact, the increases could also negatively affect operations at U.S. ports. The Federal Trade Commission will look into why grocery prices are still high despite falling costs for retailers. FTC Chair Lina Khan made the announcement during a public meeting with officials from the Justice Department on pricing practices. When the FTC votes to authorize the study, major U.S. grocery chains would be required to provide information on their costs and price of common products. Food prices have risen by 25% between 2019 and 2023. The Department of Agriculture says that's at a faster rate of increase than in other consumer goods and services. Reuters said an FTC study showed food prices for U.S. consumers rose 11% between 2021 and 2022, while profits for food retailers were up more than 6%. We want to make sure that major businesses aren't exploiting their power to inflate prices for American families at the grocery store, Khan said. Food Export Midwest and Food Export Northeast announced the 2025 program year opens August 1st to suppliers and food exports 23 member states. The announcement included the release of 2025 activities, registration for events, and the opening of the application portal for the 2025 branded program year. We're thrilled for the 2025 program year, said Teresa Miller, Food Export Chief Program and Partnership Officer. We anticipate strong funding for the program, which Food Export will share with small and medium-sized food and agricultural companies that we represent. She also says Food Export has worked hard in recent years to create new events in emerging markets in areas like Southeast Asia, South America, and Africa. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Small town, big heart during the 141st Pierce County Fair, Thursday through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Ellsworth. New this year, enjoy the great music of Johnny Cash with the Church of Cash Thursday at 7. The truck and tractor pull is Friday at 8. Senior Day is Sunday. Advanced season passes and ride tickets are still available at the Pierce County website, the Pierce County Fair office, and select merchants around the county. It's the 141st Pierce County Fair, Thursday through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Ellsworth. Rain will spread across the region today in our ag weather forecast. Could be heavy at times as well. And then we'll have cooler temperatures for the rest of the week. Rain throughout the day today. We'll have highs from 67 to 72. Relative humidities at 82 to 87%. East winds at 6 to 12. We'll see widespread 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms. Lows 54 to 59. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Northwest winds at 8 to 13. Anywhere from a inch to an inch and a half of precipitation expected. For Tuesday, sunshine, high 73 to 78, relative humidities at 44 to 49%. Northeast winds at 5 to 8, we'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, high 75 to 80. Friday, partly sunny, high 70 to 75. Saturday, partly sunny, high 70 to 75. And for Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 75 to 80.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant, she was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying booze. And talk was small when they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need. They were old enough to scope it out and keep it loose. She said, "You don't look like my type, but I guess you do." Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous. And he said, "I'll even tell you that I love you.
Third rate romance.
interstate, running 30 minutes late, singing Margaritaville and minding my own. Some foreign car driving dude with a road rage attitude pulled up beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach somewhere, there's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there on some beach somewhere. I circled the parking lot trying to find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of nowhere a Mercedes-Benz came cruising up and whipped right in. Some beach somewhere, there's nowhere to go and you got all day to get there. There's cold margaritas and hot senoritas smiling with long dark hair on some beach somewhere. I sat in that waiting room, it seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum, and he started drilling before I was numb. Some beach somewhere, there's a beautiful sunset burning up the atmosphere. There's music and dancing and lovers romancing the salt evening air on some beach somewhere. On some beach somewhere.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I got left. I go down to that same old cafe where I try to wash my troubles away. I'm still down and I'm still all alone, but it beats all night long. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. I go home and I climb that old stairway and I tell myself tomorrow's a new day, but I know
just go down again and spend my time with my new next of kin. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me, I'm myself. You're the only family I've got left. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. You're the only family I've got left.
Her name was a hand-me-down name from the side of a family that long ago came over here on a boat from somewhere in Spain. Sounded to me just a little bit strange, I guess. But I have to admit, it felt good on my lips. She tipped the DJ to play her favorite little number that was rocking on strong. She grabbed me by the sleeve and said, let's go and get it on. By the second chorus I was singing right along with it. I don't know what it meant, but it felt good on my lips. Oh, 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 I wanna go crazy. You can go crazy too. Wanna go crazy with you. Everybody say, whoa, how sweet it is. Whoa, yeah, it felt good on my lips. She ordered us a drink, it was a purple kind of pink. She said it's got a shot of a little bit of everything. Mellow yellow, umbrella.
home of dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
If we could leave this big old city and head for the cabin we love back deep in the woods, oh, baby, we would. If we could jump some big old jet plane and head for the islands where the weather is always good, oh, don't you know we.
No, May, June.